So welcome everyone to Sunday Dharma Zoom and also everyone on YouTube. My name is Ngawang Chuki, and Geshe-la has asked us to review the meditation, Introducing Yourself to the Conventional Nature of Mind, which he's been teaching for many Sundays. So he'll be joining us in a few minutes to continue teaching on this topic. And we'll do our opening prayers once Geshe-la actually joins us. So before we begin here, though, we might want to take just a moment to set our intention. And so we all have our own reasons for joining today's session. And we can conjoin whatever those reasons are with a motivation to be able to be of greatest benefit to all beings. So by listening, reflecting, contemplating, and integrating these teachings, we can reach enlightenment for the benefit of all Mother Sentient Beings. Okay, so to begin, Geshe-la has said that in order to do any meditation, first we need to check our mental state. And if our mental state is too high or low, then we can't meditate well. So it needs to be in the right state. He described it like white fabric that we can dye any color. And if it's already some specific color, then we can't dye it any color. So the best mental state is a positive one. And he said otherwise neutral, so it can be dyed any color, flexible. And every meditation must begin with this positive mindset. So therefore, Panchen Lama Lotsang Chuki Gyaltsen, that's on whom Geshe-la has been basing these teachings, that Panchen Lama suggests it's good to do the 9-round breathing meditation to reset our mental state. So if we're upset, irritated, angry, feeling down, and so on, the 9-round breathing meditation will sort of reset that button. And the 9-round breathing meditation will separate the dirt and the water of our stirred up, cloudy, murky minds. So slowly the dirt, the negative mindset, goes down and the water clears. They separate, and this helps us distinguish a clear mindset from an unsettled one. So if we want to do any kind of meditation, review, analytical, single-pointed, a positive mindset's the correct mindset to have. So Geshe-la has laid out for us sort of this list of steps when we're going to do this meditation on the conventional nature of mind. And it starts with how we're sitting. So if you're on a meditation cushion, then you can have it raised slightly in back. And then there's the 7-point sitting position of Varachana. And Geshe-la's taught this many times, so I'll just sort of go through it quickly. But if you have questions, we'll have time for that in case this isn't something you're familiar with. Glad to share more on it. But it starts with your legs in the Vajra cross or the half Vajra cross. With your bum higher than your knees. And then the 2nd point is your hands in your lap with your right hand on top of your left and your thumbs touching. Back straight, head slightly forward. Your eyes can be closed or slightly open. And if they're open, looking sort of down the tip of your nose. Shoulders relaxed, not too tight and not too loose. And your arms away from your body, not touching your torso. And then the last point is your lips, tongue, and teeth all count as one. And you have the tip of your tongue placed on the upper palate behind your front teeth with your jaw relaxed. And Geshe-la said that sometimes they'll list 8 points, and when that's the case, then that final point is the breath. So we check our mind, and if it's not positive or neutral, then we do this 9-round breathing meditation. And as Geshe-la said, this clearly distinguishes clear mind from messy mind. So I was just going to quickly review this one.
Poner un estado de mente positivo.
So the purpose of this meditation is to get rid of imbalanced, wasteful energy that gets stuck in our channels. So every thought comes with energy, and the mind rides on this subtle energy. And we have 72,000 channels running throughout our body. And this energy moves constantly through our channels. And imbalanced energy is caused by having scattered thoughts and not placing our focus in one place. So without concentration, the mind becomes imbalanced. And this practice helps us reset that. It's easy to learn, easy to do. No prayers required, as Geshe-la has said. So first I'll explain it, and then we'll all do it together. So again, back straight. And then starting with the ring finger, on your left hand, you cover the left nostril and breathe in slowly and steadily through the right nostril. And then you take the left hand and you switch sides and cover the right nostril and exhale slowly and steadily through the left nostril. And you can check your mind, and if your mind's disturbed, you can exhale forcefully when you're doing this practice. Now we switch back, and the left hand covers the left nostril. We inhale, we switch and exhale. So we do that a total of 3 times, just slow and steady. And then we switch hands and we use our right hand and cover our right nostril. Inhale through the left. Then move the right hand to cover the left nostril and exhale through the right. And we do that again 3 times. So now we've got 2 sets of 3, 6 breaths. And then the final set of 3, we have both nostrils open and we inhale and exhale 3 times. And so that gives us our next set of 3. So it's 3 sets of 3, 9 breaths total. And you can do more than one set. Geshe said you can keep doing it until your mind becomes neutral. So any questions on that before we get started? Okay, so let's try it together then, starting with the left ring finger covering the left nostril, and we'll inhale slowly and steadily through the right. And then switch and exhale. And again. And again. Okay, great. And now we switch to the right hand. And again. Again. Great. And now we do both nostrils at the same time, starting with the inhale. Wonderful. Okay, so now after the mind is settled, it's time to dye the cloth, so to speak. And Geshe has said that what we're cultivating here is loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta, the altruistic attitude. And so he said if you do a daily practice, then you can start with a refuge in bodhicitta prayer, do guru yoga practice. And he said, actually do that until you feel something, even if it takes 108 times. You want to have that heartfelt request, not just mumbling the words, but to actually change our mind. He said, if you do deity yoga practice, then picture our mind becoming one with the deity. He said, but we don't have to do any of these. His advice here is, you know, if we do it, then we can do them in this order. But if you don't do any of these, or if you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's no problem. So Geshe-la said that we can just meditate on loving kindness and compassion and try to develop bodhicitta, and that's good enough. So he's listed a lot of ways that we can do that. We can use the four immeasurable prayer that we're going to recite here in a few minutes that we recite at the start of most classes. Or we can contemplate the benefit others have given us to meditate on love and compassion.
Geshe-la's here.
Oh, good morning. Can you hear?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Did you finish?
No, Geshe-la, I'm sorry. We were not quite finished.
Okay. So please continue then.
Okay. So Geshe-la, I was just talking about how you had said that you know, we want to be generating this loving kindness, compassion, and trying to develop bodhicitta, the altruistic attitude. And there are many ways we can.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
No worries, Geshe-la. So we can use the four measurable prayer. We can contemplate the benefits that others have given us to meditate on love and compassion, and then bodhicitta. We can meditate on the Mani mantra, and Geshe-la has previously given us instruction on that. We can meditate on the longer version of the four immeasurable prayer. We can use stanzas on Tonglen, the taking and giving and meditation that Geshe-la has taught us. And there are, you know, many practices for cultivating these states of mind. So when we're after we've sort of dyed the cloth with that color of loving kindness and compassion and bodhicitta, then we're ready to actually do this single point of meditation on the conventional nature of mind. And Geshe-la has said that we can guide ourselves by saying, my mind, my awareness is clear and knowing. It's formless, no form, no shape, no color. It's clear, empty space, like sky. And Geshe-la said we can focus on the space between thoughts. So there's no concern about past or future, no worry. We just want to be present with no expectations, no analyzing, because it's just clear space, the space between thoughts. We just want to be present in the moment. No conceptualization, nothing to analyze, fix, or adjust. Just being aware of our awareness. And then we just pause there for a little bit without distraction. Geshe-la said the time is not prescribed, but we're just focusing on the space between thoughts. Fully awake, fully aware without distractions, with mindfulness and vigilance or introspection, being present. And thoughts will pop up. And when that happens, we've got two options. We could simply notice, recognize the thoughts and do nothing, just sort of look at them very closely with no judgment, just looking closely, and then the thoughts will disappear. And again, then we'll see this empty space, the space between thoughts. Or the other approach is we could sort of fight every thought that arises like a skilled swords person, and the thoughts are like arrows shot by a skilled archer, and we stop every arrow that comes. And in this case, we have to be very, very mindful. Geshe-la said, if we get distracted, we're finished. So through practicing this awareness meditation, we're introducing or guiding ourselves into the conventional nature of mind. And Geshe-la said, we need to try. Throughout the process, there will be some kind of joy that we experience. And of course, we'll feel liberated from thought as opposed to the current bombardment of thoughts. We'll enjoy this thought, the one thought state. And then our concentration can become so strong that we feel like we can count the atoms in our coffee cup or in the wall and so on. And Geshe-la suggested that we use a stopwatch or a timer to help us time our efforts. And finally, he said that if all of this seems too difficult, then we can count our breaths. So that's it, Geshe-la.
Oh, Chugila, wonderful. Thank you so much. Very good. Oh yeah, good morning all of you. So very happy to see you again. children from Mexico. thank you very much, children, organizing the making this Mickey Mouse class available to people in Patagonia. Thank you very much. No, thank you. also, thank you for translating into Spanish. Thank you. So whatever meditations I explained last Sunday, also, good morning, anybody who's watching on YouTube, good morning. So meditation I explained last Sunday. Actually taught by Panchen Lama. Probably many hundreds of years ago. So the point, what Panchen Lama said, you know, in the West, Panchen Lama didn't say about West, so I'm just making this up. I'm basically saying this, not Panchen Lama, sorry. So meditation that I explained is taught by Panchen Lama. So when I say West, that's not Panchen Lama, that's Gishigele. So, you know, like somehow that you feel like there's no enough time. So always like feel like there's not enough time to do things. It's quite amazing, like I'm not sure why. Always feel like they're short on time. So Tangbu leje refers to beginner. Beginner, Tangbu leje refers to beginner. So same is the mind. Same means still mind. Still mind. Mind in still mood. Mode. Still mind. Drupi Menchung. Drupi means to cultivate or Meju Tabke, a skillful method, the best skillful method for the beginner to keep their mind still. This is the best skillful method for the beginner, how to keep their mind still. So this meditation is like introducing the conventional nature of mind to yourself. This meditation is called introducing the conventional nature of your mind. So that is the best method, skillful method for the beginner to keep their mind still. Still, so then when you look at the teaching of six perfections, so perfection number five is concentrations. What is concentration? Concentration is kind of practice that allows you to keep your mind on one single object. Why they're so important? That's how to make your mind calm and peaceful. There's the technique that we use thousands of years ago, it's been taught, it's been used, it's been tested, it produced result. The result is calm mind, peaceful mind. Someday chishi, someday perfection number five called concentration. Result, peaceful mind, calm mind. So now you realize peaceful mind, calm mind is not just a result of hope. It's a result of meditations. It's a result of single point meditation. It's not a result of analytical meditation. Review that, even though there's few meditation, you can review, you can analyze. Calm mind is the direct result of concentrations, keeping your mind still on the object. In this case, is the comprehension and nature of your mind. It doesn't have to be comprehension and nature of your mind. It can be flower, it can be tree, it can be picture, it can be holy image, it can be anything. But according to these instructions, the conventional nature, conventional object is like conventional nature of mind is mentioned here. Idea is then eventually that meditations will lead you to the ultimate nature of mind. So then when you start to understand the ultimate nature of your mind, then you will be liberated from all the complications in our life, all the complications in our life. Don't think that you are thinking. Don't think a thing you are thinking about. Does that make any sense? Don't think a thing you are thinking about. Don't think that you are not thinking of the thing you are thinking about. First of all, is samcha sambandhi, is samcha, object of thought, samcha. Sambandhi, don't think about the object that you are thinking about, samcha sambandhi. Don't think that you are not thinking about the object that you are thinking about. If you are doing neither of them, maybe then you see the ultimate nature of mind. What do you think? You are not thinking about the object that you are thinking about, but you are not thinking about that you are not thinking about the object you are thinking about. So then you probably realize the ultimate nature of mind. Sorry, it is also kind of like tricky in Tibet, the word too. So I'm not sure like the... Not seeing is the best way of seeing. Well, there are many like that. Not seeing is the best way of seeing. But maybe when you are focusing the space between thought, what are you seeing? Nothing. Maybe that's about the best way of seeing. You know? Maybe seeing something all the time is probably that's not good. That's why the mind is not calm and peaceful. Maybe sometime it's better to focus on something that you can see. So then what you're seeing, I'm seeing nothing. Maybe that's the best way of seeing. Matongwa ne thongwa tamba. Not seeing the best way of seeing. There are many places like that. Anyway, oh. Sandechi, okay. So we are all capable to focus. Don't say, oh, I'm not able to focus. Maybe you need to motivate yourself a little bit. You need to put more effort. Don't say that you are not able to focus. You could focus. It is only, it requires some, you know, some practice. So, where we stop, like, oh. So the question is, what happens when I meditate, when I focus on the space between thought? That is like sky. Space between thought, that's like sky. Like our space, or maybe space or sky, I'm not sure like which one you choose. I think either one is fine. Space between thought, what it looks like space or sky. Space, things could appear, things could, many things could appear, but there's nothing. It has ability to let many things appear. Generally speaking, there's nothing. But if you let it appear, there are many things could appear. You know, there's no limit. Then the thought, space between thought, if you let, yeah, a lot of thought can appear right there, right there. A lot of thought can appear right there. But you deliberately choose not to let any thought pop up. So then, you know, like, what happens? Yeah, thought rise, wondering, oh, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I write this? Did I write that? Oh, there are many thoughts arise. There's the nature. There's the part of life. Either you can fight each thought that rise, or you can just simply notice them, recognize them, then do nothing. This exactly how to be present. This exactly how to be present. Not just say how to be present. Not just say be present. Explain, guide them how to be present. Don't just say be present. People don't know how to be. So then guide. This is the guided meditation. How to be present. You know. So then mind is like calm and peaceful. Physical health will be better. Physical health will be better. Because mind is better, physical health will be better. Oh. Then you feel good. Physically, mentally, you feel good. These are all the results. Physically, mentally, you feel good. What do you do? When you're happy, what do? You don't go out criticizing people. You don't go out look down people. Because you are happy, so you look at people with happy mind. Oh, society need that. Family need that. Country need that. Whole world need that. Whole world need happy person. Oh. So many problems occur because there's many. Because of the unhappy doesn't mean pain, also greed, dissatisfactions. If you are not satisfied, there's no like this falls into the category of, you know, unhappiness. You know, every single day that you are responsible for your well-being. Don't just say, of course, if you say, when you say, oh, you know, self-compassion, self-love, life will be much, much better off if you have more love, more compassion, oh, your mind's calm, peaceful, your life will be better off. So there will be less risk come from this life for others. You know, as I always said, for me it's very important. Every single person looking for something good every single second, no differences. Don't say you have extra reason, you don't have extra reason. Every single person on this planet looking for something good every single second. So that needs to be understood very clearly. So when you look around, you see American, Tibetan, monks, lay persons, same thing, the same. Physically, you have two hands, they have two hands. You have two eyes, they have two eyes. They feel pain, you feel pain. Same thing. No difference. So that realization needs to be there. That realization needs to be there in order to produce happiness within the family, happiness within yourself, happiness within the community, happiness within the country. This is very critical. It's very important. Very important. So single-pointed meditation produces mindfulness. Then you become more mindfulness. Restraining from harsh word. Not because of your religious belief, not because you are fear of going somewhere else, sake of your own happiness. That's all. Sake of your own happiness. I said this many times, it's important. Do you like to hear something, some harsh word? If the answer is no, nobody else likes to hear harsh word. Nobody else. Therefore, be kind. Makes other people more relaxed. When they are relaxed, when they are kind, it benefits you. So now think about the Jigen Dewa Chinipa, whatever happiness on this planet due to the kindness of others. Does that make sense now? Does that statement has any meaning when you see Jiden Dewa Chinipa Tekun Shende Delilu? Each and every happiness that you experience is due to the kindness of others. Does that statement has any meaning? Now focus a little bit. Jiden Dewa Chinipa Tekun Rande Delilu. Whatever the problems on this planet due to Just thinking about yourself. No need to look too far away. Just day to day life. If you just think about yourself, then you become uptight. Then it makes you not like venerable, it makes you vulnerable. It makes you vulnerable for the problem. So probably your ear is already burned hearing this probably more than a million times. For me, it's important. For my happiness, it's important that I should think every day. When there's another person involved, there's another consciousness functioning totally based on his or her karma, you have no clue. There's now risk. There is risk. You may lose your peace of mind. Or there may be opportunities that you could protect, not just protect, enhance your peace of mind. Focusing more on their need rather than my need. In the world, it sounds like kind of like giving up. No. It's not giving up. This skillful approach, how to gain. You don't gain anything defeating others. You don't gain anything. But that's what we believe. But that's the wrong approach. Wrong approach. Why is the wrong approach? Around 14th century, 13th, 11th century, the Shantideva, the Indian master, guide to Shantideva, say in the guide to Buddhist way of life. It looks you desire for happiness, but you deliberately go for problems. Does that piece of teaching has any meaning or saying anything? When you ask yourself, are you deliberately going for problem? Answer will be no. Something is going wrong with your goal, maybe happiness, approach to reach that goal, or there's something going wrong. That approach is not kindness. It's not driven by compassion. It's not driven by loving kindness. It's driven by disturbing thought. That's why you are not going to reach your goal. Instead, there will be more problems. That's what Shantideva means. Exactly. That's what Shantideva means. Exactly. Even though you have wished to overcome from complications or problems, you deliberately go for problems. When you ask yourself the questions, are you? No. Then why? Oh. So now back to the calm mind. Calm mind is critical for your health, for your healthy mind, healthy body, healthy life. The calm mind is critical. Critical. Some of the people say, oh, so nice, it's so quiet, so peaceful. Can you imagine that? Having that in your mind, can you imagine? Just external environment, you go somewhere, oh, so peaceful, it's so quiet, so peaceful. That's just external environment you're talking about. Can you imagine that if that happened in your mind? Every day, something, every day. Even though it's not like hours and hours, every day something. Every day you are enjoying peace of mind. Here, there, little bit here, little bit there. Oh. Best medicine for life. Best medicine for your life. Same thing, now leave this. If the mind is good, then there will be health will be better. If the health will be better, the lifespan, no matter how much lifespan we have, it will be complete rather than incomplete. It will be complete. So then, a long, maybe long, healthy, happy life, then long, miserable life. No healthy, happy life. That's the problem, the result. Huh? So now we move on. When the thought rises, you can, just look at them. Look at them. Just recognize them. Don't do anything. It will disappear. When you stare at thought, what happens? It disappears. When it disappears, then you are back to the space between thought. See? That's the benefit. How I can tell? We have to try. There's no other way to tell. We have to try. Or every thought that rises, you can fight. Okay? The mindfulness be needed throughout this process of meditation. The mindfulness is needed. We need to be mindful. Either we are going to fight with every thought that rises, or you are going to just simply look at them, stare at them, whichever approach that you choose to apply. So you need to be mindful. Not too tight, not too loose. That's important. If you're too tight, if there's a guitar, it won't produce good sound. If it's too loose, there's going to... If it's too tight, it's going to... I don't have any experience. Probably you know how to play guitar, or you have some ideas. I've just know for reading a text. It's just too tight, then it's like the sound is too loose, no good. How I can tell? When you grab the glass. Now you know how tight you're holding, how loose you're holding. You know. How you can explain? That's not really. You can explain exactly the way you experience. You can't really explain exactly the way you experience. You can say so much, but you know exactly. It's too tight. It's too loose. Or if it's too loose, then you can just put more pressure. If it's too tight, you can just relax. Oh, that's how you tell. That's exactly what it means. It's too tight, or maybe loosen up a little bit. It's too loose. What happens? If it's too tight, what happens? If it's too tight, what happens? So then it happens. If it's too tight, what happens? Then it's going like this. Slowly. Then the best form of meditation arises, about to rise. So then... Does that go like this? So then first, you probably never experienced that. Because you hardly sit like this. In the monastery, that's how we sit. There's no chair to sit down. That's how you sit on the ground, pretty much. Fold your leg, then you sit there. And you go to the prayer gatherings, which will probably last sometime many hours. There's no chair to sit. You have to sit on the ground. Then you cross leg. The beginning kind of fresh, so then eventually, in the beginning start like this. Either some people go to the right side, some people go to the left side, I'm doing. They slowly go like this. And then you go again a few times. Then eventually, I'm not sure, somehow then your head get tired. If there's something to lean on, put it in the prayer hall, there's nothing to lean on. Your home, of course, you have table to lean on. So then the true meditation began. then your snore will wake you up. You don't need alarm clock, your snore will wake you up. So then you wonder, where's my prayer? It's here. Because it's so wet, it becomes like sweaty. So the paper touch here. So that's like too tight. That's wrist. Your thighs, energy might get, may start to get sink. Your energy may start to get sink. What do you mean energy? Oh, energy that you put on space between thought, that energy. Oh. Where that energy come from? Or that energy come with the thought. The minute you place your thought on book, that's energy. Wherever thought goes, energy. I said, you remember? Energy is like blind person. Ability, they have the legs to move, but cannot see. Can see, blind. Awareness has eye to see, but no legs to move around. Combination with energy and the thought, ability to see, able to move together. That's why wherever there's thought, there's energy. It's a disturbing thought, energy. Negative energy. Positive thought, good energy, useful energies. Will people experience that? Of course, they can feel. They can feel. They can feel. So now, energy between that space that you put it there deliberately, voluntarily, wishing to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind. So that energy get start to sink if it's too tight. If it's too loose, what happens? Energy may not stay there. It may get out of that space. It'll be all over the place. So what? Calm mind. More likely, there'll be no calm mind. That's how mind doesn't become calm, because there's thought all the time. Think here, thinking there, not focusing. Every day, maybe like few minutes, every day, few minutes, not just sit a few minutes, impossible, few minutes. Set up your own happiness, few minutes. Oh, I'm not sure how to do that. I'm not sure, like, focusing on space between thought and the simultaneously watching that my thought is on the space or not. I'm not sure how to do that. Oh, we do that all the time. When you walk with your friend, when you walk. When you walk with your friend, you are aware of your, aware of the road. At the same time, you're aware of your conversation that your friend is telling. You're aware of both of them. You're aware of the road. You're aware of the conversation. Exactly like that. Exactly like that. You're aware that you are putting your thought space between, you're putting your mind on the space between thought. Same time, you're aware it's too tight, it's too loose. It's too tight, energy might get sink. If it's too loose, maybe energy get out of that object. So either one of them is not good. Why? Because energy needs to remain on the space between thought. Same thing. When I say energy, you don't have to say the awareness. It's the same thing. Not the same thing, but you can separate them. You cannot separate them. Wherever there's energy, there's thought. Wherever there's thought, there's energy. You don't need to say both of them. You can just say one. No. So then every day that, you know, like, then you become better and better, better, better. You know, you become better. So this. Then in some case the thought becomes so restless that it wants to get out, just let it go. Don't just hold it, just let it go. That thought might be like this, the bird that stuck into the, what do you call it? Ancient time, when you go to the big ship, what you call big ship, they bring bird, find the land. I'm not sure, is there any particular term for that? I don't think there's one. The, what is it called like? it's like the pirate. So anyway, so they bring a bird in the cage, on the bird, many months, so that bird has become restless, because I can imagine. When your thought become like that bird is trapped in the cage, maybe that cage could be like space between thought, then you're caging your thought there, bird gets restless, just let it go. Don't keep that. Oh. What that bird does, that bird flies probably happily. There's no land to land. It's just ocean after water after water. Kind of satisfied that I kind of like, I fly out of the cage, kind of happy. So now the bird will, where the bird will come back, where to come back to the ship, because that's the only thing the bird can land. There's no, nothing to land. Oh, so then bird like, yeah. If you let your thought go, so the thought, oh, I want to go. No. So let it go, where it goes. Can't go like day after day, so it just goes there, finish. So then when the thought comes back, now it's more relaxed, because now they realize there's not nowhere to go. So there's nowhere to go. Beginning is thinking there's somewhere to go, now it's realized there's nowhere to go. So better to stay. We don't call cage. We call the best spot to sit on. Spirit vision thought. So these are all, you know, technique. The thought gets restless. You are constantly watching, and it's just like, feel like trapped on space between thought, then there's like bird, just let it go. See what happened. Yeah, so just imagine where it goes. How long it'll go. Not very far, like, or maybe thought is not just thought, you know, thought is tied with some object. Or thought of warm chocolate chip cookie from the whole food, how long that will last? How far that will travel? You know, like that, you know. Chida singe puwe charo ni chonam kune laya tepo, sheba chiji changbales, sheba chiji changbales. Like that, that's how you practice. Don't hold. No, you can't go, Welcome, go. Just let it go. Chida singing for you, Charon, Chonangun, Lata, Sheva, Chichamba, Nyamsha, Pangi, Mood, Madi, Tanji, Sangi was more. So there is, you learn many things. You then just like, doing the meditation on like comprehension of nature mind, so then you learn many things. You learn not to fight with your every thought that rises, and you learn how to a different approach, how to keep your mind on the space between thoughts. Even though, you know, there's many thoughts that pops up, so have less impact, something like that. Nangsu shimu ta shi da nizu jianbao hangi cha. If we has every thought that rises, because we are so busy, you know, the rest of coming here, just come talk, another come talk, come. We don't stare at any thought. It just comes here, just come here. There, one thought comes, your head goes like this, another thought goes like this. Can't keep ourselves, no. Each thought that rises, if we can look at them very closely, stare at them, what happens? It shows true nature. Can be only true, conventional, ultimate. Conventional, what it looks like, it looks like space, nothing. Ultimate, probably deeper than that. Oh. Nangzu shimu ta shida nezu jemba hangi chas. Nezu jemba, true nature appear if you focus. If you focus, then the text says, if you focus, the true nature appears. Why true nature doesn't appear? We don't focus. Why we don't focus? One thought comes, no time to focus. One thought comes, no time to focus. That's why true nature doesn't appear, because we don't focus. We become like small drum, daru, damaru, tok, tok, tok. They're like thought, tok, 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 tok. Then they go like this. You can't focus. No? When you learn how to focus, when it focus, true nature appears. Now, when I focus on the space and I lose all these appearances, when I focus on all the appearances, I lose this space. Oh, so that's common problem. Oh. Rangyel Tongsang Chas. That's an important word. Rangyel disappear by itself. You don't have to put any effort. Disappear by itself. Rangyel. Tong sang space, char means appear. So need to practice, no need to practice. Each thought that rise, focus, stare. What happened? Disappear by itself. Then what appears? Space. Oh, so then remain there, space. Again, thought rise. Stare. What appears? Stare. What happens? Disappear. What appears? Space. Back to the meditations. Oh. No need to fight. No need to fight. So, but you know, easier said than done. So that all my friends, including myself, we need to try every day. Little bit here, little bit there, little bit here, little bit there. Okay. So, some day changes. Oh, temporary resolve will be calm mind, peaceful mind. Then, Pendjan of Sachuji, again, I'm going to say here, the best method, best skillful method helping beginner how to keep their mind calm and peaceful. What is that? Focusing on space between thought. What kind of challenge? Too tight? energy will sink. Too loose, energy will get out of the hand, get an object. Or kind of sounds like complicated. I'm looking for something easy. Sorry, there's no easy way. That, you know, it's unfortunate, there's no easy way. So we have to put some effort. Or I'm looking for some kind of effortless, wonderful, the one of the best experience that doesn't require any effort. Sorry, so nobody found in the past. I don't think anybody will find now, the present time. I think nobody will find the future. Or if somebody says so, maybe not good. It's not good. Maybe like getting your attention down the road doesn't benefit. It doesn't benefit. Just think about the here. This looks like soft, you know, like what you call muscle. Muscle? You can't just get muscle by sitting there just hoping that you'll get one of the best muscle in the world doing nothing. Is that sounds like realistic? No. No. Same thing. No, I want to just want to enjoy peace of mind with no effort. Oh, somebody advertising, oh, you are going to get enlightened within one day. Come here, get this, and this, do this and that. This just sounds realistic. Never happened in the past. And then, you know, it's not good. It's not good. Always tell the truth. You know, it requires effort. No effort. Everything requires effort. Cleaning house requires effort. Making tea requires effort. Making pizza requires effort. It's not just wish. Of course, first you have to have wish. Then everything requires effort. That's how people become better. Or how people become very knowledgeable. Oh, they put effort. Or how they know how to fix things. Oh, they put effort. They not just sit around and just wish all day long and then become expert. No, nobody. So all my friends here, we put some effort and you will make progress. We'll make progress, definitely. We'll make progress. My point is this is doable. I'm not requesting you to sit hours and hours. I'm just simply suggesting how's about few minutes here, few minutes there. How's about that? So now there's one important thing here. When to stop. Okay, now sounds like I'm kind of like energized to meditate, to try. When to stop, how long? Short. Very short. How many? Many. 1 minute here, 1 minute there, 1 minute there, 1 minute there, many. When to stop? Don't stop when you feel horrible. Don't stop. Stop when you feel good. I'm just repeating those things here. I'm not just making this up. That's called skillful approach. We need skillful approach. When we do meditation, we need skillful approach. When we eat, we need skillful approach. When we drink, we need skillful. Anything that we do in our life, we need to be skillful. Same thing, meditations. When to stop? When you feel good, stop. Don't stop when you feel horrible. Next time when you see meditation cushions, then you almost feel like to throw up. So that's not good. Okay. So then eventually you become better and better and better, better. So this is very important. Then you do few long. That's how every meditation has been done. It's never done like long, wrong approach, unskillful. Short. Well, I can only do like 2 minutes. Maybe there's something wrong. Maybe I should sit down 1 hour. No. Unskillful. No. Oh. short meaning. So then, good, you know. So then, you learn how to keep your mind calm and peaceful. So then, more peaceful mind. Mind is good, then body feels better. When your body feels better, then your life is better. When your life is better, so then people, other people benefit. Other people benefit. No, we do the negative things when we don't feel good. You know, we are upset, somebody upset you, you are not upset, then we do bad things. No, we don't do bad things because we are happy. What do you think? When you are happy, you don't do bad things. So then, the children, anything left from the introducing the conventional nature of mind? Ali. Because I already taught her when I was stuck in Patagonia, doing nothing, sitting like donkey, 6 months. I'm still doing the same thing here, doing nothing, sitting like donkey. So Patagonia. So I taught children early all this, you know, like pretty much use the text. So then the good things. I very much like these teachings. I memorize. Now I don't need to use book. I memorize. Or it happened because simple I wish. No, it doesn't happen because simple I wish. Or I put effort. Every day I put effort. I memorize. Now I remember text by heart. And now I repeat every day. Every day I repeat. So then it's all here now. So wherever I go, I don't need to bring books. So it's all stored into my library here. So not sure how long that will last. But at the moment, it's kind of fresh. So then, I think that's pretty much the meditation is about introducing conventional nature of mind. What this meditation is called? It's called introducing conventional nature of mind. What this meditation is called? What does it really mean? It means, focusing on space between thought. That's exactly what it means. Focus on space between thought. So now the question is, the object itself is not easy to find. It's not easy to reach. So now, glimpse, you can get glimpse. There's like fraction of second. There's no thought. There's space between thought. Everybody, we all experience that. Yeah, there's a fraction of a second, there's no thought. Yeah, exactly. There's no thought. Like, you see? Yeah, you just pause. Fraction of a second, there's no thought. That's exactly what's called space between thought. That is space between thought. That can be expanded with mindfulness, with effort. First, you need to see the benefit. If you don't see the benefit, there will be no interest. If there's no interest, there will be no effort. If there's no effort, there will be no result. First, you have to see the benefit. What is the benefit? Just think about intellectually, just think about benefit. We are not saying here, sometimes people, I'm not telling you, you get confused. No. Well-educated people sometimes get confused. They think, they thought, space between thought means now there's no thought. No. No. You cannot improve no thought. You cannot improve. We have to improve. With no thought, you cannot improve. There's thought. There's one thought. There has to be one thought. Don't think, this is like kind of suggestions that no thought. Then there's no, like, people do get confused. This is like no thought. No, it's no thought. It's like one thought. We're talking about five thoughts. It's talking about one thought. that is necessary. One thought is necessary. Well, let's say, to make progress, okay? So this people had been confused in the past. Focusing on conventional nature, some people thought, oh, maybe no thought. No. Less thought makes sense. One thought. No thought, no progress. No thought, no progress. One thought. Yeah, it's doable. You just close your eye, you experience. Every one of us experience in the beginning fraction of seconds, nanoseconds, space between thought. We experience fraction of second, nanosecond, we experience. We all experience the same thing. Yeah, there's no thought. There's no thought. You are aware there's no thought. It's not like that you are fainting or you are kind of like sleeping. No. You are fully awake. You are aware there's no thought. That's the key here. That's the key. You are aware. It's not like you are fainting. That's what Panchen Lhasa Chuja suggests. Don't do this meditation like that you are fainting or you are sleeping. No, you are fully awake. You are aware of the space between thought. You are aware. Your aware is too tight, you're aware. You're too loose, you're aware. It's not like seeing trees. You are aware of seeing trees, not just seeing trees. You are aware of seeing trees. It's not just seeing. You are fully aware of what you're seeing. You know, usually we see all kinds of things. Are you aware? No. That's why you say, wow, this tree was so beautiful. Yeah, it's been there a long time. It's been there in my backyard all this year. But it's the first time you are kind of like experiencing, because what's happening, because you are now aware of seeing that particular plant. But it's been there a long time. You came here a few times, it's been there all this time you've been here. It's always there too. That's all of a sudden we say, oh, is this new? Oh, it's not new. It's been there. Because you've been seeing, because you are not aware. So today you're aware of seeing that. You're aware. Oh. This is important. There has to be thought. We are not talking about thoughtless. We are talking about one thought, fully aware. You know, it happened like, now you're aware of seeing something, you're aware of seeing something, then the true nature appears, the details appear, because you're being aware. You're being aware. Mm-hmm. Why it never appeared details before? Before you are just seeing it, but you are not aware. It's very important. You are fully aware. You are fully aware of the space between thought. It's not just you are seeing the space between thought. You are fully aware. Seeing the space between thought. You are fully aware. So that means energy is there. Energy is like in the fullest level is there. Energy is fullest level is there. So you know, few minutes here, few minutes there. Oh, so please share with other people. Share them. So then you get benefit. Your mind. Then you enjoy more and more calm mind. Eventually, then your mind become more calm. You see things clearly. You don't react right away. You take your time. You examine the situation very clearly. Is this worth it to sacrifice my peace of mind for that? Maybe not. Not worth it, because we become like, it become like habit. Oh, weather's very bad. Oh, it's not that bad. Don't it? Why you have to say that? That you don't have to say. I have to say. Habit. Become habit. Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, it's not that beautiful. What do you get? Nothing. Why you say habit? Not being mindful. There's not so many worthless things we say, we do. Doesn't benefit yourself. It doesn't benefit others. It's just completely waste of energy. So then you become more mindful. You become more mindful what goes around here, you know, what goes around. What is the most important things, especially particularly nowadays, my calm mind, my peace of mind. That's very critical, because there's not much good news around now. It's very critical to learn how to keep my mind calm. So that's what we are, you know, learning this, okay. What time is now, Domasi? Sorry, so much has been said.
We have about 10 minutes left, Geshe-la.
Oh, that's good. I thought like I went over time. Then once a while, people around you, I'm not saying every day, once a while, you realize they're so happy. It makes you happy. You don't get jealous. It makes you, wow, isn't it amazing that I'm so happy because they're happy. I'm so happy because they're happy. I'm not saying every single day, but once a while, kind of realize, wow, this is a wonderful thing. They are so happy. And therefore, I'm happy too. It's just, you know, this happens sometimes. It doesn't happen every day. It happens sometimes, you know. That's a good feeling. This is exactly what we need to do. Our life will be much better off. Our life will be much better. Because you make somebody happy. This big deal. You make somebody happy. This is a big deal. This is not a waste of time. This is wonderful things. You just did amazing things. You just make someone happy. This is really good. That's wonderful. It makes your life meaningful. It makes you live longer. It makes your life meaningful. Because you just make somebody happy. And you are happy just being aware that you make somebody happy. See? You are aware that you are, usually we are not aware that you kind of fully aware that, oh, you make that somebody happy, so then you are kind of happy. Thinking about their happiness, it makes you happy. So that's great. You know? I'm not saying it happens every single day, but it happens once a while. It happens. Yeah, it's all thinking. It all boils down to thinking. You could do, I could do, we all can do. It's not like something we cannot do. We all can do. Wake up, think something good, something positive. Geshe-la, are you trying? Yes, I'm trying. If you ask me, Krishna, are you trying or just saying, no, no, I'm trying every single day. I'm trying to be positive, to be grateful that I'm breathing. Don't look at the window, oh, nasty weather, could be sunny, but you get nothing. It's just weather. Yeah, could be better, could be more sunny. Then you say, oh, there's too much sun, maybe it could be cooler. Never ends, it never ends, it never ends, it never ends. No matter which direction we turn, if you just want to complain, there's always something to complain. Bottom line, what you get? Nothing, nothing. Why you do? Why you do? You could do better. You know, so that's why every day, Gisela, are you thinking? Yes, I'm trying every day. To be grateful that I'm breathing, to be grateful that I can see, to be grateful that I could, you know, do some meditation, say some prayers, or trying to make, you see some breathing living beings, trying to make them, not trying to make their life more difficult, if not make them life more happier, at least restrain making their life more miserable. Some people ask, Gisela, what's your retirement plan? I don't have a retirement plan. I just live day by day. I'm not thinking about far down the road. I'm just living day by day. Make sure my days go well. Make sure there are less negative thoughts, more positive thoughts, saying prayers, doing review meditations, analytical meditations, or maybe no meditation at all. Just talking, eating, you know, sometimes that happens, you know, that like a 9-year-old boys come here, what you can do meditation? They can do meditations. You can say prayers. What you do is just talk and eat and play. That's what you do. Is that a waste of time? It all depends how you think. It all depends how you think. You could see it's a waste of time because I'm not getting chance to read my prayer, do my prayer. What is the purpose of saying prayer? It's all thinking because we think. We think. That's why, unfortunately, life get more complicated. Life get enlightened. Life get liberated by thinking. So, you need to be aware that you are fortunate, you are blessed, that not need to worry that somebody's going to bomb on your roof any second. Isn't that amazing? Many things to be grateful for. You know? More positive thought, try to whatever ways you can develop positive thought. Doesn't have to be Buddhism. Whatever way you can develop positive thoughts, your life will be better off. Minimize disturbing thought, whatever ways. Based on religious belief, based on like vow and commitment, whatever ways to minimize disturbing thought, increase positive thought. That's the bottom line. The life will be better up. Oh, there's no opportunity. No, there's like tons of opportunity. Every single day, there's many opportunities. Don't say there's no opportunity. There's many opportunities to do that every day. Every day to do many opportunities. Every day, many opportunities to do. That's how you'll be liberated by thinking. You are not going to be liberated by not thinking. You are going to be liberated by thinking. You are going to be enlightened by thinking. Oh. You are going to be happier by thinking, not by not thinking. Thinking what? Thinking more positive things. You are going to be happier. Thinking more negative things, your life is going to be difficult. It's not just religious business. That's the fact. That's the fact. That's the fact. That's the fact. Okay, so then, sorry, so much been said, so sorry. Okay, so now I'll stop here. So then see you after next two Sunday, maybe next two Sunday we'll have break. So thank you very much for coming here, all the people, or people from the YouTube, the Zoom, all the people from all the way from Patagonia, Mariana, Marcelo Fernandez, so then, yeah, so there's a couple of people, so. Silvia, I'm not sure. That's good. Oh, yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. And wish you very, very happy Christmas holiday. Even though it's like not normal, but you know, please enjoy your holiday. So then see you after the next 2 weeks. Okay. Then please try these meditations. Few minutes here, few minutes there, every day something, then nothing. Every day something, then nothing. Don't say, okay, I'm not going to do meditation because I'm not doing long enough. No, no. Even just 1 minute. Good. Even just 1 minute is good. You get benefit. Okay. Oh, yeah. So thank you very much. So now, Robbie, you want to say something? Sorry. So.
Geshe-la Hemant will speak today.
Okay. Okay. So this is, I didn't went over time.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Dana. Thank you, Geshe-la. Hi, my name is Hemant, for those who don't know me. And as you know, our center's annual appeal is underway, and I've been asked to say a few words on why I support the center. Mm-hmm. Well, first, I would like to thank Geshe-la for the wonderful teaching today and for the many, many teachings he has given us over the 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. That itself is amazing and to be grateful for. And as I reflect on this, you know, why I'm so grateful for the generosity of others, and like to think about those that came before me who made it possible for the Kadampa Center to be here and now even streaming to our homes, you know, that the teachings and the practice now have become integral part of my life. And so I've seen how the compassion and has even a deed of a compassion has compounded effect. Because of the compassion of and generosity of others before us, right, we are reaping the benefits today. It has become personally so important for me and has helped me and my family and many, many others in ways I can't even express. And today I am grateful for the opportunity to play a small role in creating the cause for this to continue to help others. For example, I'm grateful for the teaching and love from our kind geishas and venerable nuns. Grateful for the spiritual programs. Think about all the classes and the pujas. I'm grateful for the children's program, the outreach program, the volunteers, the visiting teachers, LOP. I can go on. And now we've even seen the teachings reaching out farther and farther, even to our brothers and sisters in Latin America. Welcome. And lots to be grateful for. We have this wonderful opportunity to help the center to remain and to continue for a long, long time. And not only for us today or tomorrow, but for those who will come in future. So please take a moment in your day to reflect on what Kadampa Center means to you. And then please consider supporting it based on your capacity. And so it continues to flourish and grow and to benefit us all and many, many people that will come in future. And I will end this by a quote from His Holiness Dalai Lama. And he says, Generosity is the most natural outward expression of inner attitude of compassion and loving kindness. Again, generosity is the most natural outward expression and inner attitude of compassion and loving kindness. And so with that, I thank you. To learn more from about the Kadampa Center and annual appeal, visit our kadampa-center.org, and there's a lot of information about how you can support the center. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, very good. Thank you so much, Panditji. So let's go. Maybe there are like a few people. Oh, Sheila, so very good to see you, Ninja. Wonderful to see you again. Gabriel, thank you for coming. Thank you. So, and Pilar, so Maria, Gabby, so then Karma Pema, Karma Pema, Maria, so because now, okay, a few people, Gabi, Anilia Bosch, Anilia Bani, okay, so rest I know. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. I just want to say hello. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Samula, maybe we do short dedications. Again, thank you very much, children, to organizing this, like satellite, you know, like making this Mickey Mouse talk available to all the people in Patagonia. Also, that people who are in Patagonia, so I think, you know, you should take advantage because there's, you know, this beautiful stupa, 35 feet in line stupa. Oh, like sponsored by children here, so you can go around and like benefit is amazing. So please use, you know, so, and we built a nice toilet for you, so now there'll be better toilet there, so that you can use. So, and then you get benefit, benefactor get benefit. Of course, the children get more benefit because of her, all these things happen there because of her kindness. Oh, yeah. Dedication now.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa, Bliss and Void, Lama Ornament of the Yellow Hat Tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhima's victorious doctrine. who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you. And have a wonderful holiday. Thank you very much. We'll see you after
you guys,
2 weeks.
We'll be back on January 3rd.
January 3rd.
Thank you.
Bye,
Bolton.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Oh, yeah, thank you, thank you.
Gracias, Ale.
Muchas gracias, Ale.
Gracias, Ale. Gracias, Mariana.
Gracias, Petra. Oh, yeah. So, Donna said, we'll stop. Do you,
we'll stop. Huh? Do you want me to stop? Are you having trouble stopping?
No. I can stop. So you on the top? I'm not sure.
No, I have nothing to say.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lamala.
Thank you, Chikula. Thank you, Lamala.
Children.
Thank you, Haman.